devastation that the couple took their vows. It was just a short while after that that Moira left her spouse.
Tub was tall, and he was handsome, but he also was quite mean. In a while, she told Joe everything. It was a nasty scene.
I understand you need to look at other men,
he said.
But I must draw the line when you have taken one to bed.
Just let me make it up to you, she pleaded with a smile. I'll do whatever you would like. I'll make it worth your while. At that, Joe nearly glanced at her, a smile across his face.
All right,
he said.
I'll tell you how we'll put you in your place. Let's go back to the station, and I'll show you what we'll do. But promise, I'll forgive you at the instant that we're through.
Delighted, Moira joined him as they traveled to the shop, knowing well that after this was done, she wouldn't have to stop. If Joe forgave this easily, she'd never have a care. She still felt smug as Joe removed the hose line for the hair. A puzzled look on Moira's face caused Joe to slyly chuckle.
Relax, this thing is only air,
he told her to unbuckle. Navel bared, Joe took the hose nozzle with a grin, then quickly brought it to the hole, and firmly held it in. A moment later, Moira heard a hissing, then a ping. The sudden pressure rushing in was quite a lovely thing. Another ping, another surge, and Moira was aglow. I never knew how nice this felt. I'm glad you did this, Joe. Her belly, now a tiny mound, pressed firmly at her slacks. The snugness of the cloth was great. She felt herself relax.
I think you've had enough for now,
Joe told her, hose in hand. No, not just yet. I haven't had as much as I can stand. Joe felt the swelling mass of pink. It was too hard to resist.
I think you're right. There's room for plenty more, if you insist.
Her bosom heaved excitedly as Joe turned up the air. In moments, tortured clothing split. Her sighs too much to bear. A moaning sound escaped her lips that filled her with desire. To stand there, pressure from within, inflating like a tire. Her massive belly had ballooned to radical proportions. Joe ran his hands along her sides, admiring the distortions. On, the ping chimed, and more she swelled. Her turgid arms and bloated legs looked shaky. Behold! Joe traced a finger lightly over tightly quivering skin. He truly couldn't fathom how she still could keep it in.
It's time to leave. I'll stop the pump,
Joe told her with a wink.
Oh no! Don't stop! There's lots of room! I'm hardly at the brink. I promise that I'll tell you if I think I'm gonna pop!
Well, on that condition, go on. Just tell me when to stop.
She closed her eyes and sighed with each new ping and luscious gust. She didn't see the tiny lines which raced across her bust. The lines were traveling outward from her belly button, too. And gorged with air, her limping form now shattered as it grew. Now only Moira's hands and feet protruded from her mass. The widening pinkness lurched and heaved, distended by the gas. But now the color darkened, growing rosy, first, then red. The lines were spreading faster, stretching further, foot to head.
I think I'm feeling rather full. Let's leave while I'm still able.
The trembling blimp of Moira's mass looked more and more unstable.
I'd love to grow some more, Joe, but there isn't any room.
I know,
said Joe. The pump chimed ping, and Moira went... Kaboom!